I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I am Ian McCann. This week, Red Red Wine. When the British reggae band UB40 released an album of covers in 1983 called Labour of Love, it revitalised their career, delivering four hit singles. The biggest of these was Red Red Wine. The group had been known for giving 1970s Jamaican reggae a British update, as well as for their loosely political lyrics. Abandoning the latter for the time being, their album Labour of Love served a dual purpose. The band wanted to acknowledge the origins of their sound, since credibility is everything in reggae, and Jamaica's musical history was packed with little-known songs with commercial potential. The album's success delighted the writers of the songs, and it brought some of them their first substantial payday. However, when it came to Red Red Wine, UB40's knowledge of musical history let them down. They assumed that the song was penned by an unknown Jamaican singer. The group's toaster, Astro, claimed, "Even when we saw the writing credit, which said N. Diamond, we thought it was a Jamaican artist called Negus Diamond." But the song's publishing royalties did not reach a struggling ghetto resident. It was not written by a Negus Diamond, but by a Neil. The singer Neil Diamond had recorded Red Red Wine in 1967 for his second album, Just For You. Business was slow for the jobbing songwriter back then, and he had time to help out in his father-in-law's haberdashery shop, where things were also slack, allowing him to write songs while he worked. One of these songs was Red Red Wine, which Diamond envisaged as a maudlin country ballad about drinking to forget. Once his career took off, thanks to composing several smashes for the group The Monkees, Diamond enjoyed a couple of hits in his own right before he fell out with his record label, Bang. Once Diamond had moved on, Bang added backing vocals and strings to Red Red Wine and made it a small hit in the US.
I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong.
Minor success seemed to be the limit for Red Red Wine. In 1968, the British soul singer Jimmy James made an orchestrated version which scraped into the UK top 40.
Stay close to me. Don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart.
And in 1970, Vic Dana, who was a protege of Sammy Davis Jr., took a middle-of-the-road cover of Red Red Wine to number 72 in the US charts. He sounded like an anemic Roy Orbison.
All I can do, I've done, but memories won't go.
But it was another small hit, a version of Red Red Wine by the Jamaican singer Tony Tribe in 1969 that changed the song's direction. Red Red Wine was Tony Tribe's first record, and he was such an unknown that the label credited it to Tony Tribe. It was recorded in the UK, and its jerky ska rhythm was anachronistic even then. But somehow it worked, reinventing the song as a reggae ditty. British skinheads, who were obsessed with reggae at the time, bought it heavily, and the record reached number 46 in the UK. But while his version pointed to the song's promising future, sadly, its singer did not have one. As his second single was being released, Tribe was killed in a car crash. Red Red Wine languished during the 1970s, though the country balladeer Roy Drewski covered it in the style Diamond had intended. Then came UB40's revival of the song in 1983. It spent 3 weeks at number one in the UK, and 5 years later topped the US chart. It has since been regarded as a reggae song, as Elan's dancehall cut from 2001 makes clear.
I may say, come back to me, holy bugger, wanna check me. I say, come back to me, holy bugger, wanna check me. Girl look good, I think girl look fine, although she just play with me.
Even Neil Diamond performed Red Red Wine on stage in a Jamaican style, complete with an approximation of the toast delivered by UB40's rapper Astro.
Make me feel so fine. Hear it on the radio all of the time. Even if the words seem to turn around wrong, I don't care, cause they're playing my song.
In time for Christmas 2016, UB40 squeezed one last drop from the song when the group began marketing their own brand of red wine.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.